Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out, man.
We got to say, yeah. Good evening, good evening, good evening. What is up? It is November 9th, 2020, 8 o'clock on the East Coast, coming to you live from the home of the 82nd Airborne. The nightmare is over. The orange shit gibbon has been kicked out of the White House. He was kicked out of the White House by the American people, like Martin used to Pam and Tommy and Cole out of his apartment. The American people told the orange shit gibbon to get the steppin'. We do not have to go through 4 more years of the lying, of the bullshit, of the grand dragon tendencies. Told y'all since 2015. The guy was a fraud. He was a phony. He was full of shit. I told y'all. When I did the show in 2016 on a Monday, well, no, it was on a Tuesday. That's when I used to do the Tuesday shows. I went to bed that night thinking that I was going to wake up the next morning and we were going to have our first female president. I woke up the next morning and went, what the hell happened? The biggest, the worst president this country has ever had, I thought was Bush the second. Come to find out, it's this orange blob of pus. And people still voted for him. People are still believing the lies. All of a sudden, the election was rigged. They can't prove it. As you, now, who's surprised about that? Everything that comes out of this guy's piehole is a fucking lie. All he does is lie. He gets people around him to lie. He's got to have his yes men, yes women. All they do is lie. He's still lying. This clown had one job to do, and that was to be president for everybody. If that, and I'm gonna call him whatever I want to call him. So you know, if you got sensitive ears, then I'm sorry, but I'm glad that he's out. You know, your job must suck pretty bad if you get defeated and the whole world dances at your defeat. The whole world out in the streets dancing because he is finally out of office. He didn't do a damn thing for nobody in this country but fatten up his pockets. He did all kinds of stuff that if anybody else had done half the stuff that he did, they would have got kicked out a long time ago. And he knows it. And the only reason why he got away with the stuff he got away with is because he's white. That's the only reason why he got elected. Because the people that voted for him, especially the racist people, were upset that there was a black man in the White House for 8 years. And they couldn't deal with it. So they had to vote for the dumbest white guy they could find. This clown pretended that he was a great businessman, which was documented that he wasn't. This man raw-dogged a porn star, and religious people still voted for him. Well, so-called religious people, because I don't think they're religious. I think they're full of shit. He continuously lies, and religious people still voted for him. He cheated on his wife, and religious people still voted for him. He didn't do nothing for nobody but himself and his family. Taxpayers paid for his trips, his golf trip. He lied and said that, oh, I'm going to be too busy to be playing golf. What was he doing this weekend? He got his ass kicked in the election, and he spent Saturday and Sunday playing golf. Now, if this clown was so religious, why didn't he go to church on Sunday? The guy that we elected, president-elect, he went to church on Sunday. So why didn't the orange shit-giving go to church on Sunday, since he's so religious, since so many religious people voted for him? Why didn't he go to church? That's because he's probably only been to church two or three times in his whole life. No, I take that back. He's been married three times. So that's three times he's probably been to church. And I think the last time, well, he's been to church five times, I guess. He got married three times. The older Bush, when he died, all the living presidents went to the funeral. So that's four. And I don't know why he didn't burst into flames as soon as he walked through the door, but meh. And then five, if you remember, that's when he had the protesters tear gassed. And then he went to stand in front of the church to take a picture, holding the Bible upside down. But this guy's so religious, and religious people voted for him. He's a phony. He's a fraud, and people still voted for his ass. Which goes to show you the intelligence that some of these people, some of the people in this country had, which ain't a whole lot. This country is not great. This country's not educated. Country's not real religious. This country is full of shit. But y'all believed him anyway. I told y'all since 2015 that he sucked. I told you, a lot of other people told you that he was phony. He was a fraud. He wasn't worth a damn. He's too stupid to be president. He's a lying sack of shit. He ain't worth nothing. We tried to tell you. If that clown wanted to win this time, the only thing that he had to do was act like he cared and did something about the Rona when he was warned. He was warned about this since November. It didn't get over here until early 2020. You got all these people dead, and he don't give a shit. Then he says he has it. He comes back a couple of days later, and all of a sudden he's cured. I don't think he ever had it. And then one of his few black friends that he had caught it, was in the hospital, died. But do you think he cared about any of that? Do you think you think he cared about his friend being in the hospital, his so-called friend being in the hospital? If he would have cared about that, he would have done something. He would have done more, and he would have said something about it. He didn't say jack, so he didn't care. I come to find out that there's other people that caught it. And the other only black friend he ever had, Ben Carson, Uncle Ben, now he's got it. And he should have never been the HUD secretary in the first place. Just because somebody somebody lived in the project does not mean that you're qualified to be in charge of HUD. And that's the only reason why he put him in there. That's the only reason he put him in there, because I figure, I guess, HUD, you know, program for black folk, put a black guy in charge, didn't even have a clue what the fuck he was doing in there. Which goes to show you the other people in his cabinet. Half his cabinet ended up in jail. He fired somebody today. He's forever firing people. I guess he knows what it feels like now because he's been fired. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. Get your ass up out of the White House. That's the people's house. And people still believe in his lies. People still following him. He is the only person. Let me make sure I get this right. He is the only person that had two elections. He won the first one because of the Electoral College, which I think they should get rid of. He lost the popular vote with that election, but the Electoral College helped him out. And he does the same time, but this time the Electoral College didn't go for him, and he lost the popular vote. Biden got 75,218,898, and that number is still going up. The orange shit given only had 70,814,342. So he'll get a few more votes maybe after they finish. So Biden kicked his ass with 290 electoral votes to 214. And he lost. And the first thing out of his mouth is, I'm going to sue. He's going to sue everybody that didn't vote for him. So if you voted for Biden, like I did, get ready to get a notice in the mail that you're being fired. Not fired, but you're being sued. He's going to sue everybody that didn't vote for him. Because that's all he knows. And the state of New York is waiting for his ass come January of 2021. Because as you know, sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. Oh, yeah. And he's been impeached. So they're waiting for him come January when he gets out. And I bet you they're going to be standing there waiting for him. Somebody's going to have a pair of handcuffs, slapping them in their hands like I used to do my handcuffs back in the day, playing with them, just slapping them in your hand, just waiting to use them. And he is going to get handcuffed. He and his whole family should go to jail for the crap that they did. Because if anybody else had done half of the shit that he's done, they'd be in jail. It's that white privilege. He sucks as a businessman. He sucked as a president. He sucks as a human. And whatever he gets, he deserves it. He deserves everything that's waiting for him. He deserves it. Read an article today that he's trying to pawn off one of his helicopters for $1 million. And somebody will buy it. Somebody will buy it. Because next year he's going to need about, what, $400 million to pay off his debt. So he's going to start selling stuff. He might as well just take a lot of his shit to the pawn shop and just to his wife. I bet she's probably waiting for this shit to be over, because I guarantee you, She gonna get a divorce. Ought to throw his kids in jail. His two dickhead sons, they need to go to jail. His phony daughter, she needs to go to jail. You know the daughter. You know the one that he wants to boink so bad. But she's his daughter, so he can't boink her. But he talks about it. And his Christian fans don't say a word about that. He's talked about boinking his own daughter. She needs to go to jail too. The whole family is just phony. The only one that ain't got nothing to do with it is the kid and his other daughter, which, I guess since she's not as pretty as his main daughter, he don't care about her too much. You never hear about him wanting to boink her, so she's safe pretty bad when the whole world is sitting there dancing that you got fired. You got fired. And the whole world is dancing. there was a party around here, I would have went to it. I would have danced. Yeah, videos of people doing the electric slide and all that good stuff. Because he's finally out. And it's about time. He didn't deserve to be in office in the first place. He had no idea what he was doing. Then he came down this way, had to fumigate, you know, had to fumigate the city. He went to my hometown. They had to fumigate down there. His fans are stupid as fuck. They had a rally with pick-em-up trucks and flags. One of the guys I worked with almost got ran off the road by one of these assholes. He came to work. He was hot. And then when I left work on the way coming home, I had to cross over the bridge on I-95. He was at the airport. I had to cross the bridge, and I had to stop at a light, and there was one of his fans in a pick-em-up truck coming off the interstate to make that left turn in front of me. None of my windows are tinted on my car. I saw him come up. I saw that dumb flag he had in the back of his truck, and I sat there and I laughed at him. And he looked over there at me laughing at him and just took it on to wherever he was going. I don't even argue with those clowns. I just laugh at them. But I did. I was off of Facebook for 30 days up until Saturday. It'd be 30 days. Facebook kicked me off again because one of their fans posted something stupid. I came back with facts. She got mad, lied that I was bullying her, and they kicked me. Well, I'm gonna tell you, I've done a show on this. But Facebook, what do you call it, is the phoniest. That is the phoniest shit. You know, instead of trying to get to the bottom of what happened and ask me what happened and read what I didn't write anything mean spirited. I just put the facts, and they're gonna suspend me. And then they came back with an excuse. Well, we don't have enough people working in the office. So we can't look over this. So we're just going to give you 30 days. Fine, give me 30 days. That was 30 days. That was a 30-day break from having to deal with racist assholes. So you gave me a break, and I appreciate it. So when I get back on Saturday, which is my last day of being off, I am going to give Trump fans the same bullshit that they gave the rest of us for the last 4 years. You're going to be called snowflakes. You're also going to be told that if you don't like your current president, you can pack up your shit and you can move. You're going to be also said, you know, that you're triggered and that you're mad. And you can be put on a cape and you can be super mad. So I don't know about we, but it's going to be me. I'm just going to give you the same bullshit that you gave us for the last 4 years. And you don't have to like it. It ain't no fun when the rabbit has a gun. So all that phony bullshit y'all was saying for 4 years, you're going to get it right back and get mad. I don't care if you get mad. Get mad. Like I said, if you don't like your next president, I'll help you pack your shit. You get the U-Haul truck, you can go to hell, wherever you want to go. Canada don't want you. Mexico really don't want you. So I don't know where you're going to go. Find somewhere to go. Same stupid bullshit y'all were telling us. Oh, if you don't like it, you can leave. Well, same thing go for y'all. If you don't like it, you can leave. Get out. It's amazing how stupid people just follow this dumb son of a bitch. Follow him and just believe everything he says. I'm just amazed. And now he don't get his way, he gonna cry like a little bitch. He wants to sue everybody. And it's not going to make a difference in your numbers. 75 million is more than 70 million. So you can sue all you want to. You're not going to make up for that difference. What's that, about 4 million, 4 million different? And they were talking about, oh, this is going to be a Trump landslide. Wrong guess. Now, I'm not a member of either party because I don't vote party. I vote people. What you're going to do, you know, if you're going to get in office, you need to do something for everybody. So what I think should happen, the Democratic Party was saved by black and brown people. So what y'all need to do is don't forget that we saved the ass again, and y'all need to be looking out for us. Reparations will be nice. Will it happen? I don't know. And black people and brown people need to remember that every vote counts. So nobody should say nothing about votes not counting. They do count. They counted this time. We got tired of his shit. I voted early. Millions of other people voted early. Millions of other people voted. We got his ass out. Mission accomplished. We wanted his ass out. We voted his ass out. Now, if Biden doesn't do the job, he'll get voted out too. But it's good that, you know, we finally had a black president. Now we got a black vice president. It's all good. It's all good. So now that they're in, they need to do the job that they were voted to do. I think they will. I got no problem. I got no problem with them. Them getting in and do the job. But the only problem is going to be is you're going to have the turtle and the rest of his minion are going to do everything they can to not get anything done. Just like when Obama was in. He said that his job was to make sure that Obama was only going to be a one-term president. We already know how that turned out. Wrong guess. So, I'm going to be here to 8. I got 30 minutes. But I did want to play, I got two clips. I did want to play at least one. I don't know if I may get to the other one, maybe. We'll see. But I'm just glad that he's out. I'm glad that he's out. Because he wasn't worth the damn. And his fans are so brainwashed and so stupid that they believe everything he said, you know, walking around with guns, but we're the violent one. It's dumbass fans walking around with guns, doing all this, you know, all the dumbest shit you can think of. They out there doing it. But the rest of us are the ones with the issue. Yeah, okay, let's do this. All right. Let's do this. Be right back.
This is Olderman versus Trump, and I'm not Trump. Or Trump total landscaping. I have warned for 4 years that Trump would resist leaving office, would claim fraud, would sue, would demand recounts, would recast every voting error as a vast conspiracy, would inflame his supporters, would violate every tenet of decency, would sell out every tradition of democracy, would lie, would cheat, would steal, would blame media, would blame meteors. And in this context, and after these last 6 days, I say this. Relax. He's got nothing. He's just placating his cult members. He's just positioning himself to start a run for 2024, which was reported again today by Axios. He's raising money off this, money which it turns out he will keep. It's not a contested election. It's just another Trump scam. His concession doesn't matter. He's got nothing. If you've got something, you don't try to make Rudy Giuliani into your version of justice with its shining sword. You don't have this man who in 1 year has turned himself into a buffoon hold a news conference anywhere. You don't have him held a news conference across the way from the crematorium, a news conference down the street from all the auto part chop shops, a news conference the other side of the expressway from Sweet Lucy's Smokehouse, a news conference next to the Fantasy Island sex shop, a news conference at which your witness to vote counting fraud is a convicted sex offender and flasher. The Trump administration. It started with American carnage. It's ending with American pornage. Going out not with a whimper, but with a bang. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that since the news conference, the phone has been ringing off the hook at Fantasy Island sex shop, and the callers are all asking the same question. Is Rudy Giuliani there? And how do they even let Giuliani out in public without three guys standing next to him with nets and tranquilizer dart guns in case he gets away? Up early working on PA, he tweeted on Sunday morning. Trump election night 800,000 lead was wiped out by hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots counted without any Republican observer. Why were Republicans excluded? Tweet me your guess while I go prove it in court. And there's the new Trump logo at the bottom, the Twitter bullshit warning. Tweet me your guess while I go prove it in court. Apart from the fact that no Republican observer has been excluded from any vote count anywhere in this country, it's not just that Giuliani and Lewandowski and Pam Bondi and Bernie freaking Carrick got out of the clown car and gave a news conference next to the porn shop claiming fraud without a shred of evidence, but they didn't even bother to make up the fake fraud claims first. They're now begging the public for suggestions. It has long been true that Trump thinks he can sue his way out of anything. For decades, he has been notorious in New York construction circles for paying 90 cents on the dollar and then telling people to sue him for the rest of it, knowing that would cost them more if they do so. My dad warned me about him in 1980. But so far, the Trump campaign has filed 10 lawsuits over this election, and each has been rejected. This raises the question of what exactly the Trump campaign legal defense fund is really for. Trump World has sent out dozens of fundraising texts and emails each day soliciting donations to the Legal Defense Fund, and yet there at the bottom of the donation page is our answer. Contributions to the Defense Fund will be allocated according to the following formula: 60% for the retirement of general election debt, 40% to the RNC's operating account. Small portions of donations to the recounts only go to the recounts after all the other election expenses are paid off. Otherwise, 60% of the money goes to the campaign, and 40% goes to the Republican National Committee. It's a scam! It's another goddamn Trump scam! The campaign says, recount Wisconsin. Wisconsin says, that'll be $3 million. The campaign says, new phone, who dis? The campaign brays about a recount in Pennsylvania, but if Biden wins by more than 0.5%, Trump would have to put up a $1 million bond and then pay any additional costs. And then there are the non-financial indicators that this is just a scam. The campaign opened up a telephone hotline for tips about voter fraud. It has been inundated with calls. Several news organizations have reported that virtually every single one of them has been somebody insulting Trump and then hanging up. People are making TikToks of themselves insulting Trump and then hanging up. One guy boasted on Twitter that he keeps calling back the Trump voter fraud hotline and leaving them the entirety of the Biden and Harris speeches from Saturday night. And then there is the global context. The moment the news organizations called Pennsylvania for Biden, foreign leaders stampeded over each other. And for that matter, they stampeded over Trump to get to Twitter to congratulate the Democrats. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have already, in effect, been recognized worldwide as the rightfully elected new government of this country by everybody from Trump's pal Boris Johnson of England to Trump's pal Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. And Netanyahu tweeted while his Twitter page photo was still of him with Trump. And the tweet included a direct message to Biden, quote, Joe, we've had a long and warm personal relationship for nearly 40 years, and I know you as a great friend of Israel. And the goddamn murderous prince of Saudi Arabia already congratulated Biden. It's all a scam. And anybody notice that this crime of the century, this massive plot to give the Democrats the election, somehow accomplished that impossible task, but the Democrats weren't able to take the Senate cleanly, and they lost seats in the House? Who dreamt up this crappy plot? Rudy Giuliani? Actually, something else no one seems to have noticed. The Trump paranoia of this Monday, as sung by his witless diehards like Giuliani and Marco Rubio and the hee-haw televangelist Kenneth Copeland and the aptly named Governor Gnome of South Dakota, completely contradicts the Trump paranoia from last Monday. Today it's, the media doesn't get to announce who won the election. Last week it was, only votes tabulated by election night should count so we can all go to bed knowing who the president is after the media announces who won the election. It's a scam! And if all this isn't enough to prove to you that Trump is staging his fake lawsuits about fake voter frauds and threatening fake recounts that will never happen for the sole purpose of reassuring and then fleecing his own supporters, I ask you this. After what he would have you believe is an electoral theft, the likes of which the world has never before seen, involving some kind of deep state supercomputer or super abacus, precipitating a crisis over the legitimacy of the American government, unlike any since the year 1876, putting him personally in the middle of a life or death struggle for his administration and his vision of the nation and the world. What did Trump actually do over the weekend? Convene the cabinet? Convene the leadership of the Republican Party? Convene Bill Barr and the corrupt Justice Department? Convene the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Maybe convene just all the members of the administration who got COVID from Mark Meadows or at the Amy Coney Barrett super spreader? No! Saturday, Trump played golf! And Sunday, Trump played more golf! It's a scam! I was one of the first people to say he would not go without trying something horrific and outside the law that would let him stay. And I am now saying to you, he's got nothing. He's placating his cult members. He's positioning himself to start a run for 2024. He's raising money off this, which it turns out he will keep. It's not a contested election. It's just another Trump scam. His concession doesn't matter. In fact, he already knows that he doesn't matter. Good night and good luck.
Yep, Trump is a scam. I've been telling y'all this since 2015. If you go to my Facebook page, basically, you know, and people, you know, asking me because at least once a day, because he would either say something stupid or one of his fans would say something stupid, and then I'd come back and say something and. Oh, you hate Trump. No, I don't hate him. I don't hate anybody. Hate is a strong word. I don't hate nothing. Well, I hate Brussels sprouts. I hate, what's that shit that the rich people eat? Well, I ain't never had it, but I know it's probably gross. What's that, escargot? You know, I hate stuff like that. But I don't hate nobody unless you give me a reason to hate you. I just didn't like him. He was a scam. He was a phony. He was a fraud. He was a bullshit artist. And a lot of people knew that. But they still acted like he was all that. And only so that they think he was all that because he was a white guy. And that he was supposed to come and save us. And that, you know, just because he was a quote-unquote successful businessman, which he wasn't, that he's supposed to just come on in and save us from whatever he was supposed to save us from because Obama left him stuff that was in the positive. The economy was good. Jobs were good. Didn't have a deficit. Everything was good. Phony ass teabaggers decided they wanted, you know, all they were doing was sitting there screaming about the damn deficit. They haven't said a word about it now. It wasn't even high when Obama was in. I mean, now it's that record negative levels, and have you seen or heard anybody from the teabaggers come out and say a word? No, they haven't said anything. But they'll probably pop up again because Biden's in office. They only come out whenever Democrats are in charge. They don't come out whenever there's, you know, one of their people in charge. I wonder why. They're phony. Republicans are phony as hell. They are so phony. And I live, matter of fact, this county voted, they had a map up. All the counties with the big cities in the state were blue. All the rural counties were red. The county I grew up in was red. I have no idea why. I think I know why, but I have no idea why. Trump don't give a damn about y'all. I told y'all this. But you vote for him anyway. And then the black folk that voted for him, you know, your black card has been revoked. If you try to use your black card, it's going to come back. No funds on it. Don't even try to come back. That goes for Kanye. That goes for Lil Wayne looking like a damn gremlin. They got water spilt on them. That goes for Dirt Rock and Polyester. That goes for a whole lot of, that goes for, what's her name? Candace. Don't got a fucking clue to what she's talking about. It goes to all those so-called black folk that voted for this clown. Your black card has been revoked. Give it up. You can't come back. Because you knew he wasn't going to do anything for it. All that math. He said he was going to do stuff for the black people just to get their vote. He did the same shit with the Hispanic, called Mexico full of criminals and rapists. He called African countries shithole countries. You do all of that shit talking, and then you want to vote for, then you want us to vote for you? Nah, I remember. I remember what you said. And then you want to sit up here and pretend that you're doing shit for us, and then you want to sit up here and you want to take pictures, because that's all you did was take pictures. Photo op, photo op, photo op, because you figured that, you know, if I got a picture of this, then it just proves that I care about. No, you don't. All you're doing is taking a picture. You don't give a shit about nobody but yourself and people that look like you. Because I still remember what you said about the Central Park Five. So you don't give a shit about black or brown people. And unfortunately, they're going to be still black or brown people that think you do. And, you know, this is America. You can follow anybody you want. You can vote for anybody you want. Because I'm not telling anybody who to vote for. I vote for who I want to vote for. You can vote for whoever you want. But when you got somebody that blatantly lies, that blatantly breaks the rules, that blatantly thinks that he can do whatever the hell he wants to do, and nobody says anything to him, and he just get away and do whatever he wants, and people think that it's okay. But if I tried some shit like that, or if anybody that don't look like him tried some shit like that, where would they be? Behind bars. And I would like to give him some advice, because I used to work in a prison. Unfortunately, he might get federal time, so he won't get state time. I'm guessing he'll probably get federal time, and you know that's like going to a country club. All I can tell him is don't drop the soap. You better get one of those soaps on a rope. And a lot of them used to smell pretty good. The Old Spice one, the Brute. There's a few other ones. Might need to get you one of those or two. So that way you don't drop it. And then, you know, you might get raw dog like you raw dogged old girl. And she called you a mushroom dick. So his wife is probably going to divorce him. She's probably getting the paperwork now to get that taken care of. He's going to keep firing people because, you know, he's not gonna concede, which, you know, they don't need that anyway, so don't matter. Because he's still out. He's still going to be out the door. He's going to be one term. So, you know, if he had run this country like a business, we'd be bankrupt by now. Like he bankrupted his other companies. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, you cannot run a country like a business. JCPenney doesn't have a defense budget. This clown's daddy gave him money. Most of the millions he had, his daddy gave it to him. So he did not, you know, the one thing, I've got a few minutes left, but the one thing that Republicans like to tell everybody else, which is straight bullshit, is that, you know, they made it where they are because they pull themselves up by the bootstraps and blah, blah, blah. Well, what you need to remember is not everybody has boots. What you also need to remember that when you were going up through life, you did not do everything on your own. You had help. Somebody had to help you along the way somewhere. You had to have help by your teachers. You had to have help by your parent. You had to get help from your friend. You had to get help from somewhere. So don't sit around pretending that you got through life on your own. You didn't. Trump's daddy gave him millions of dollars, and a lot of it he lost on stupid shit. You can't run a country like a business. If he only pretended like he cared about somebody when the Rona hit, he might have won. He didn't give a damn. He didn't care. There was already something in place in case something like that would hit us. Obama gave a speech on it. We had a couple of diseases come over here. They wiped them out. They took care of them because they used science. Trump and his minions don't like education. They hate science. So whenever, you know, he thinks he knows everything, and he don't. I'm just glad that he's out. So what's going to have to happen when my grandkids get older, blame this to him, then I probably will. I'll have to explain. Start at the beginning and work my way all the way to the end and just tell them the truth that this clown was a non-happening, nothing-doing, sorry-ass, bigoted, orange piece of shit. And now he's out of a job and maybe he'll do some time because he's been breaking the law for far too long. Karma is a bitch. Karma don't play. And the world is clapping. You're out, Trump. finally you're out. And this is a short little dedication I want to dedicate to the people of America and of the world. We finally got him out. I can go play golf, and I'm hoping, well, I guess he's hoping. He's hoping that when they put his orange ass in jail, it comes with a golf course so he can play golf and just waste his time chasing a ball, doing nothing.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down. But I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's all the time I have for tonight. I gotta get up early in the morning and go to work. I will be back soon. Not sure when, but I'll be back. And remember, Black Lives Matter. All votes matter. It's going to get better. I'll see you on the other side. Peace out.